We hope you are finding some useful action points in the employment rights information in these podcasts. It's all about expecting fair treatment at work. And we don't think that is too much to ask. You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi there. Did you know that you now have pregnancy and maternity leave protection from unfair selection from redundancy until your baby is 18 months old? For us, this is great news. It might also shock you to know that we've had pregnancy discrimination legislation in the UK since 1978. In fact, the Pregnancy Discrimination Act came to the workplaces on the 31st of October 1978, making it illegal to sack a woman or treat a woman differently because she's pregnant. And here we are in 2024, some 45 years later. And when you listen to the experiences of women in the workplace, it sometimes feels as if there has been no change at all. Hence the need for successive governments in the UK and governments all over the world. Hence their need to keep bringing forward new pregnancy and maternity legislation to offer better levels of protection to women and parents of newborn babies. The newest piece of employment protection legislation came online on the 6th of April 2024. And from this date, if you are pregnant or on maternity leave or some other form of leave, you now have new protections against redundancy. Under the Pregnancy and Family Leave Act 2023, your company must, not may, but must now offer you a suitable alternative vacancy before making you redundant. If at any time during the redundancy process, right up to the redundancy decision being made, you are pregnant, on maternity leave, or on some other form of shared parental leave or adoption leave. The change is as simple as that. And the key point for you to note is that these new protections now extend to pregnant women as well as new parents returning to work from maternity leave, shared parental leave or adoption leave. And the aim of the government in the UK in introducing these new protections is to shield new parents and expectant mothers from workplace discrimination and to enhance job security during that crucial time of returning to work and having to find your feet again after the birth of your baby. The additional point to note here is that these extra protections against unfair treatment linked to redundancy comes into play as soon as you tell your employer you are pregnant, and the protections last until your child is 18 months old, which in total can be as much as 2 years of extra protection from the date you inform your employer, giving you the protection from being unfairly selected for redundancy because of your pregnancy, your maternity leave, or some other form of parental leave. Then, when you do return to work from your maternity leave, you cannot be targeted for redundancy until your baby is 18 months old. And if you are in a selection pool for redundancy, your employer must offer you a suitable alternative job if one is available. If there are alternative jobs which you can also identify to your employer has to consider the suitability of those jobs. And if the jobs are suitable, then your employer has to offer you an alternative job. The key point here is suitability. If it's suitable for you, then your employer has to offer it to you. This new right not to be selected for redundancy now sits alongside your other maternity rights, which we'll briefly go through now. So in addition to not being selected for redundancy during your pregnancy and maternity leave period, you also have the right to request a risk assessment during your pregnancy. Why is this important? A risk assessment during your pregnancy is crucial. Firstly, your health and well-being and that of your baby is very important. And being able to attend routine antenatal appointments will help you and your employer to monitor and manage any ongoing risks. So attending those appointments is part of your employment right. And you cannot be prevented from attending those appointments. Your employer also looking at the work you are doing and assessing any risks your job or your duties might present for you also helps to guard against any unforeseen problems or adverse outcomes that might affect your pregnancy. These are the kinds of things your employer should be risk assessing. Again, you have the right to request that risk assessment and also the right not to suffer any bad treatment because you requested that assessment. Following on from the risk assessment, you also have the right to request alternative work where any risks to you during your pregnancy cannot be avoided. Here, your employer is expected to make reasonable changes to your working conditions to reduce the risks to you during your pregnancy. And if safer work cannot be found for you or your employer is not able to make those reasonable changes, you are then entitled to be suspended from work on full pay in what is called a maternity suspension. Here, if you are pregnant or you have recently given birth or you are breastfeeding, you can be suspended from work on maternity grounds if your continued attendance at work might damage yours or your baby's health. If you're suspended, your employer must, not may, but again must pay you your full pay, which includes any bonuses you may have been paid had you been at work. Your maternity suspension should last for as long as it takes for the risks to you or your baby to be removed. During this time, that's the time of your suspension, you can't unreasonably refuse suitable alternative work which your employer may find for you, because if you do, your employer then does not have to pay you if you remain on suspension. But alternatively, you would be entitled to make a complaint to an employment tribunal if there is suitable alternative work available for you to do, but your employer fails to offer you the work before suspending you from work on maternity grounds. And similarly, if there is suitable work whilst you are on suspension and you identify that work and it is suitable, but your employer refuses to offer it to you, preferring instead to keep you on suspension, you can also make a complaint about that treatment. And the opportunity to complain also extends to situations where you might not be paid correctly during your maternity suspension. You should receive all payments and bonuses, and your holidays should also continue to accrue. If that doesn't happen, then you have grounds for a complaint. The next maternity right to note is the right to protection from any detriment, unfair treatment, or dismissal from your job because you are pregnant or on maternity leave, or for some other reason, like, for example, if your employer does not allow you to return to work because you are breastfeeding, bearing in mind that you might need more flexible arrangements during work time to feed your baby. These rights are in addition to the right not to be selected for redundancy. And we have spoken about some of these rights in earlier podcasts, so you can go back and re-listen to those episodes. But the key point here is to see your employer's treatment of you within the whole experience of what is happening to get a better understanding of your concerns. The final right for you to note is the right to have up to 10 paid keeping in touch days, or KIT days, K-I-T, as they are better known. And these KIT days occur during your maternity leave, and your KIT days must be paid according to your contract of employment. At the very least, you cannot be paid less than the national minimum wage. Now, for these KIT days, you'll need to agree with your employer when you want to do those days, and your employer cannot make you do the days when your employer wants you to do them. But the flip side to that is that you can't demand to work certain days to suit only yourself. The whole purpose of keeping in touch days is that they are arranged by mutual agreement, and their purpose is to do what it says on the tin, which is to keep you in touch with your job, with your colleagues, with the environment of work, so that it's much easier for you to slot back into your job when you do eventually return to work. And that's it for this week. In next week's episode, we'll look at how things can go wrong when dealing with pregnancy and maternity issues at work. And then in our final episode in this mini-series, we'll look at paternity rights for parents of newborn babies. Our takeaways for this week are that your pregnancy and maternity rights are protected by various pieces of legislation, which started with the Pregnancy Discrimination Act and is now covered today by aspects of the Employment Rights Act, the Maternity and Parental Leave Regulations of 1999, the Equality Act 2010, and from the 6th of April 2024, the Protection from Redundancy Act 2023, which is better known as the Pregnancy and Family Leave Act. This new piece of legislation protects you from being selected for redundancy because of either pregnancy, maternity leave, or because of some other form of parental leave. The more you acquaint yourself with your employment rights in this area, the more your rights will act as an early warning system which you can use to spot bad treatment or illegal treatment which you may be suffering at work. If you need any help with pregnancy or maternity related queries, or help to organise your thoughts into a complaint, you can download our Employment Rights Online checklist of 15 smart actions you can use to help you to challenge unfair or illegal treatment at work. You'll find the link to that download in the show notes for this episode. You can also find all our support links at the bottom of the show notes for this episode. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or abuse, which you may be suffering at work, or any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, just go straight to our consultations booking page using the consultations link, which is also in the show notes. Finally, remember you can help us by sharing our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. Until next week, have the best employment rights week that you can. Bye for now.